box, etc. The cost of these items will widely vary from lender to lender. So there's going to be third-party fees. So your appraisal inspection, your title company is going to have fees, service charges, things like that. Mortgage insurance is also a fee that tends to sneak up on borrowers. So you want to, if you don't provide at least 20% down payment, then you may require to pay a monthly mortgage insurance premium. You're going to pay that until you pay your loan down to about 78% loan to value. So concentrating on the big picture instead of just the smaller details, that's what's going to save you the most money on your mortgage, whether you're purchasing or refinancing.
And I think all of us read those little words like may pay more, and we say to ourselves, oh, that's not me. I don't have to worry about that one. But so it is something that we have to consider, and I'll say it so you don't have to. If I figure those fees always in there and they're not, then I'm money ahead as opposed to being surprised.
Right, correct.
When someone shops for lenders and fees, then, and there's different ways we can compare, but really what should we be looking for and how should we make those comparisons?
Your loan estimate. Your lender is going to provide you a loan estimate. You're going to want to review that when they provide it to you. Pay attention to the details. Pay attention to the fees that are listed on there. Pay attention to the interest rate. There's going to be terms on there like APR, which is your annual percentage rate. So your APR is actually the total cost of over the life of the loan. It's expressed as a rate. So it is different than your actual interest rate. People tend to get that those two confused.
Always compare apples to apples.
Right. So, but the lower your APR is, then the less overall your cost is going to be.
Yeah, but again, just make, like you tried to say and I tried to reinforce there, you know, get those labels so that they all read the same thing.
Exactly.
The high school algebra teacher probably tried to teach us that, but sometimes they didn't get
mortgage
it done.
Mortgage kind of has their own lingo, so you want to get that down.
Credit scores. It's a number. We all know higher is better, but where does my credit score come into play when we're comparing all these items, the loan interest, et cetera, et cetera?
A good credit score matters if you want to qualify for a lower interest rate. So, it will also help improve your chances of maybe lower home insurance premiums as well. So definitely have that lower interest rate so you can have a cheaper monthly payment.
Yeah, insurance companies have taken those into account over the last at least 15 or 20 years, probably longer than that.
Yes.
But I know they've been more upfront about it since, I'll say, the past 20 years. So when we're borrowing money, it costs money.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do want to have some control over how much you pay. Make sure you have the opportunity to talk to a lender before committing. I highly recommend choosing a local lender, however, because they're going to know your situation, your area a lot better, and be able to explain that knowledge to you based off of where you're located. They'll have that personal connection and knowledge of the area. You're going to ask them to walk you through that loan estimate so you can see the breakdown of all those fees and those terms, things like that. There'll be certain calculations they can walk you through. They can show you how they come up with certain numbers for certain things, like your interest rate, your monthly payment, APR. The more information you have about your loan options and the costs that you're going to have, then the more comfortable you're going to be going through this process.
Yeah, and I should mention, of course, RCB Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number is 798151 and member FDIC insured. Kaylin Arundel is a mortgage loan originator in Bartlesville. NMLS 1689479. Got that number out there. RCB Bank, that's my bank. And Kaylin, whether you're currently an RCB Bank customer or not, they ask people to get a hold of you, right?
Yes. You can contact me by calling me at 918-337-1361, or if you want to stop by, we're at 4224 Southeast Adams Road. Or if you want to apply for a mortgage, you can go to rcbbankmortgage.com and select me as your loan officer.
And of course, that way you're dealing with a local originator, and because RCB Bank is in a lot of places. And I will say again, I think it's nice to talk to somebody. If I started off online, that's wonderful, but I want to see your face.
Yes.
Somewhere along the line. Yes. Kaylin, thanks so much for coming in this morning. RCB Bank, as they say, that's my bank. We've been talking about how you can save the most money on your mortgage on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1 Live. We have been Facebook Live, so you can go back and listen to what Kaylin has to say. More coming up in just a moment.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust, my local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. Growing up in Oklahoma, I had big dreams of becoming a successful country music singer. But I also knew the odds were against me and that I needed an education to fall back on. Studying never got in the way of my dreams. In fact, school gave me lots of opportunities I wouldn't have had otherwise with my career. Please stay in school and try your best. You never know where a good education might take you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. Got a second feature for you this morning.